Jeff Bastian, and you're listening to Ignited with Meaning, where each show, we explore the elements of a meaningful life, learn how to incorporate that into our own lives, and maximize our happiness along the way. I'm really excited to do this first show because I'll be laying the foundation and context of what I hope will be an insightful and inspiring podcast series. But first, let me tell you a little bit more about me. About 10 years ago, I found myself in this interesting position where although I had a lot of positive things happening in my life, something was not right. I was pursuing a professional path that felt totally in alignment with my values. I was newly wed to my amazing, passionate, and adventurous wife. And we had a good group of friends, many of whom I'm still regularly connected with. Things were totally fine. But therein was the problem. They were fine, but what I wanted was more than just fine or even good. I wanted to be happy, like really happy. I wanted to be thriving, pumped. And that's what was missing. At the time, I was in a grad school program getting my master's in business with a focus on sustainability and social justice. And we were given this totally undefined assignment within our leadership and personal development class. And I remember basically deciding that I could do whatever I wanted. And that's when I decided I was going to research happiness. If any of you have read The Happiness Project by Gretchen Rubin, that was basically me. I got what felt like dozens of books, many of them recommended by my instructors, read them, and started experimenting. I would read something, try it out, read another thing, try it out again, and make all these small or large modifications, both in terms of my actions every day and my mindset, to see if they improve my happiness. It started out with some simple things like practicing gratitude, and moved into more advanced things like learned optimism, reframing negative emotions, and flow. Not everything worked, but enough did that over time, on a scale of 1 to 10, I think I brought my average happiness score up from about a 6 on average to about an 8 on average. And for me, that shift made all the difference. It represented crossing a critical threshold where I could actually say that I was a happy person. So that was about 10 years ago. And over the last 10 years, I'd say that there have been, you know, ups and downs. But overall, my happiness on average has continued to stay in that range until recently. So one of the things that I've done is continue to pursue happiness as a hobby. After grad school, I started a happiness book club with a group of friends, which was a great excuse for me to continue to read books on the topic. But it turned out that my friends are not quite as interested in reading book after book on happiness as much as I am. But they were happy to continue to meet up as a happiness club, where we would take turns bringing material about happiness to the group, have a great discussion, and just have a great reason to spend time together in a really intentional way. So not only did this turn out to be a great way to get friends together, but I've also continued to learn a ton on this happiness journey. So here's the thing. Even though I had still been feeling like I was an 8 out of 10 on the happiness scale, I got curious to know if there was more. What does it feel like to be pretty consistently operating at a 10 out of 10? Is that possible? Is it the right aspiration? If I were at that, does it mean I would be feeling a singular emotion all of the time? You know, is happiness just a feeling happy right now, or is it something different? So a couple of years ago, I heard something that really caught my attention. I was listening to one of my favorite podcasts, the Tim Ferriss Show, and he was interviewing Tony Robbins. He asked Tony what book he would recommend to his listeners, and Tony went on to recommend Viktor Frankl's Man's Search for Meaning. And his pitch for reading it was something like, you have to understand, people don't want happiness. They want meaning. And when he said that, I kind of had to stop and think to myself, whoa, have I been heading in the wrong direction for a decade? pursuing happiness instead of what I should have been going after for meaning. So I wasn't immediately sold on the idea that Tony was right, mainly because I had read some good stuff by the Dalai Lama, where he basically said that, you know what, actually happiness was one, if not the most important goal in life. But I'm always willing to try a new idea. So here's a little digression. I think it's a bit of a tragedy when people are so fixed in their beliefs that they can't try on a new perspective with an open and curious mind and simply experience what that's like. If you try something and you feel worse, or if you come to find out that that perspective creates more suffering for others in the world, then by all means, throw it out. But there's some chance that this new perspective can bring you new levels of insight or compassion or happiness, and that with that, maybe it's worth adopting. And even if you ultimately throw the idea out, maybe you'll be more able to connect with people that don't share the same core belief system and thinking that you do. And that's really valuable for us to be able to do. So for me, I'm not willing to believe that even the Dalai Lama has reached the pinnacle of thinking, or even if he has, that I perfectly understood that perspective by reading a few books and can't still learn something new. So enough said on that tirade. The point is that a couple months later, after reading or hearing Tony's perspective that meaning is a real goal, my wife found an article on the book Man's Search for Meaning, which compared meaning and happiness. And we decided to read it for our happiness club. And it was truly fantastic. In fact, life-changing for me. And the basic idea is so simple. When people pursue happiness directly, they tend to fall short. But when people pursue meaning, they tend to land on happiness. I don't know if you've ever tried to spearfish. I actually have never tried, but it works, I think, as an analogy here. So one of the challenges of it is that when you put a stick in water, as you watch it go into the water, the angle of the stick actually changes. Something about the way light refracts makes it actually really difficult to strike the thing that you are trying to hit under the water, especially if you're trying to do it quickly. And you can imagine happiness in the same way. It's not actually in the place that it appears that it's going to be. So when you aim right for happiness, you can get close, but often keep missing. And that's where meaning comes in. When you add the pursuit of meaning as, it's like a laser scope that you put on your spear that points you in the right direction and shows you how to navigate the waters and reach the target of happiness, so that when you go for happiness, you hit it. So after reading this article, I was really sold that we do want to pursue meaning, and that can bring more happiness than just the pursuit of happiness alone. But how do we do it? How do we pursue a meaningful life? Will pursuing a meaningful life make me a 10 out of 10 on the happiness scale? And do I need to kind of throw everything out I learned about happiness? So I'll save some of those questions for the show. But I do want to address a few things right now. The first one is understanding the core difference between pursuing happiness and pursuing a meaningful life. The core difference I've found is that happiness is more about self-orientation and meaning is more about other orientation. What I mean by that is that people who are pursuing a meaningful life are often asking themselves questions like, what is the highest gift I can give to the world? How can I make the world a more beautiful place than I found it? Whereas in happiness, you might be asking yourself, how can I enjoy this situation more? How can I have more peace in my life? what can I do to change my perspective so that this situation doesn't have such a negative impact on me? Do you see that difference? So this actually brings me back to the question of whether or not people should stop pursuing happiness so that they can pursue meaning. And the conclusion I've come to this is no. In fact, all the stuff I've learned about happiness can actually be tremendously helpful in the pursuit of a meaningful life. Because honestly, pursuing a meaningful life can be really stressful or cause burnout or leave you in a place where you're not enjoying life along the way. And if instead we know how to navigate the challenge of a meaningful life in a way that brings us a ton of joy, we get the best of both worlds. So as an example, if you're pursuing a meaningful life, you might decide to take on something big and challenging. That's something that pushes you out of your comfort zone, like public speaking or just learning something completely brand new. Which is, when you do those things, it's known to create a lot of stress for a lot of people. But by learning about happiness too, we can find ways to manage through that or bounce back faster or even enjoy the process as we're going through it. And this can make the whole pursuit of a meaningful life a whole lot easier and even fun, bringing you both deep feeling of life satisfaction while also mitigating any near-term distress you might feel. Not that it'll go away entirely, but there are so many great tricks out there that can make stressful situations so much more tolerable. So in this podcast, I really have two different types of guests I'm looking to bring to the show. The first is people who study meaning, who can help us find it and have a roadmap for successfully navigating what a meaningful life looks like for each individual. The second set of speakers is the people who are out there doing it, who are out there figuring out how to make the world a more beautiful place and are finding a ton of meaning in doing it. And I'll be bringing in a bunch of happiness tips and tricks along the way. So why am I doing this podcast? I've found for myself a really meaningful way to give my gifts to the world. And not only does this give me a ton of life satisfaction, but it gives me a ton of energy at the same time. And that helps me do even more good in my work. But I also wonder, what would happen if I could help a million people to have this same level of enthusiasm to make the world a more beautiful place, to have a million people feel like they're an 8 out of 10 or a 10 out of 10 on their own personal happiness scale. Imagine the impact that that would have. And that's what I want to give more than ever, a roadmap for people to be giving so much and just love doing it. So that's a little bit of an insight into what this podcast is about. I hope you'll join me on this journey as we uncover how to live a more meaningful life. And by the way, the article I mentioned that was an incredible inspiration to me, I've posted that on my website at ignitedwithmeaning.com, as well as a link to Tim Ferriss's podcast interview with Tony Robbins. So check those out. You can also sign up for email alerts for new shows coming out. My first guest on the next show is going to be Adria Goodness. She is a psychiatric nurse practitioner who focuses on working with the mental health issues an astonishing number of women face in and around pregnancy and in childbirth, and the huge vision she has to make their lives better. So thanks for listening, and I look forward to having you on the next show.